Hey friend, welcome to Pursuing Goals God's Way. Have you thought about finally starting that business now that your kids are older? Do you ever stay awake wondering how to mesh your passions into purposeful work? Do you have big, ambitious goals but feel overwhelmed or even unqualified to pursue them? Hey, I'm Gabe. Not too long ago, I longed for the confidence to start an online business. I just wanted to make a difference outside my home bubble using my gifts. But I kept telling myself that I wasn't good enough, I didn't know enough, and I didn't have enough time. Until I realized something huge. My kids need me to be their example, and they need to see me win. And yours do too. In this podcast, you will learn how to clarify your goals, plan with purpose, and ditch your distractions. If you're ready to make an impact and an income, all for the glory of God, then you're in the right place. As an avid runner, I believe life is one massive marathon. It's up to you to run your own race and to finish it well. So lace up those running shoes, pop in your earbuds, and let's do this thing. Hey friend, welcome to Pursuing Goals God's Way. I hope you are having a blessed week already. Now this is going to be a shorty but a goodie because I am inviting you to a free virtual event that I am hosting with 25 other ladies, and you will not be disappointed coming to hang out with us. Here are my questions for you. Are you sick of feeling like you have to be on social media for business marketing? Are you tired of trying to grow your business the hustle culture way? Are you longing for deeper relationships rather than fleeting ones in your scroll? Are you ready to use social media how you want or not at all? Then I want to invite you to the Grow Your Biz Without Social virtual event I'm hosting from April 22nd to the 26th. It's totally free and you can attend from the comfort of your home. If you already know that you want to attend, you can head to redhotmindset.com/GBWS-register. I will leave a link in the show notes as well for you for easy access. But here's the thing. I felt those questions I just asked you. And that's when God gave me the little pull to get off social media, to test it, to see if it made a difference. In January of 2023, I stepped away from social media for business and even for personal, and I haven't looked back. I thought I'd be off for a few months or maybe a year, but when January rolled around this year, I didn't have the strong pull to get back on. My business grew more this past year than it has in all the other years I've been working it. It may not be correlated to getting off social media, but I have been able to be more intentional in working the way I want to, trying to do it in a more stress-less, no-hustle kind of way, doing a few things really well instead of trying to do all the things all the time. And that's why I wanted to host this event. So like I did, you could see that there's another way. So here's what I've done. I've gathered 25 plus speakers, including big names like Gillian Perkins, Stephanie Gass, Liz Wilcox, Heather Ferris, and Kristen Dronchi. And our mission is to help you avoid getting sucked into the social media rabbit hole, spending all your time creating content there, when there are so many other wonderful ways to collaborate with entrepreneurs and connect with your target customer. You will walk away from this event feeling empowered to spend intentional time where you want to in business, and will have the tools to either one, get off social media for good, or two, limit it to what you actually want to do on social rather than all the have to do's or should do's. Over a span of 5 days, we'll be working through how to get off social and grow, which will dig into mindset shifts and overcoming obstacles of social media marketing. We'll also talk about how do we establish connections through collaboration and ways to market your business without social media that you may not have thought of before. Then we'll talk about why nurturing leads with email marketing is important so that you're ready to write emails that your audience wants to read and that sell. And then we'll move into growing your business with SEO, which will cover getting strategic with your long-form content so that you can be found organically online. And then we'll even touch on goal planning to wrap up with a strategy for using social how you want or not at all. You know, I am all about goal planning and business strategy, so we are definitely going to hone into those things. So you can learn more and register for the Grow Your Biz Without Social virtual event for free at redhotmindset.com/GBWS-register. Again, that's redhotmindset.com/GBWS-register. I'll make sure to leave the link in the show notes for easy registration for you. This event will give you permission to get off social or limit it for your business and show you even better ways to get visible online. I cannot wait to see you there, friend. In all things, I pray you just run your race. I believe in you.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I had a great time and I hope you did too. Before we go though, make sure you follow the podcast on your favorite listening platform if you haven't already. If you resonate with this episode, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or share it with a friend, as this helps grow the podcast. Also, if you're not a part of Simplicity and Motherhood, consider joining us. It's a free online community built to provide support and encouragement so you can create balance and live intentionally as you go after your biggest goals, God's way. Head on over to redhotmindset.com for more resources and to find the link to join the community. In all things, I pray you just run your race. I believe in you.